Simon Shem Pei Dalad, Sif Aleph. If a guy comes into a Yid's house and he stays there because he wants to stay there, he's coming as Achsanoi, he's coming as a guest. So does he Aser on Shabbos? He's not living in long term, he's not living in permanently, but he's going to stay here now as an Achsanoi. So the Machaber differentiates that if he came in Shalei B'Shus without permission, then he's not considered someone who's a Dor, who's living over here, and is not Aser, no matter how long he stays. And the Mishnah explains it doesn't have to come in against your will, but as long as you do not get permission to come in, that's considered shleib b'shus, and he does not ask. However, if he comes b'shus, he has b'shus to come, Mishnah explains that either lent him or rented him a room that he could stay in, so then he could ask her. But the Machaber differentiates that if he's somebody who comes here on a regular basis, so even he came here just now for one day, for a short amount of time, he could ask her. He's considered somebody who's part of his chatzar whenever he comes. If he's somebody that's not come on a regular basis, so then the only aser is he's been here for 30 days. Because 2 or 3 days is considered like a guest, he's not considered like someone's dar over here and doesn't aser. As opposed to somebody who's a regular, guest over here, so then he's considered like more of a kavod, like a person, a regular person, which the Mishnah explains. And then even if he comes for one day, that's right enough, he's considered someone's dar over here, and he could aser, and the only eight says do schiris hashus, like we do from a guy who lives in the chatzar with us. Mishnah brings among the Ram and discuss a guy who has a chayv on the house. That means that you owe money, and the house is supposed to be like a mashkin, has the right to take the house, technically, to pay back the chayv if you don't pay him the money. And he comes in shleib b'shus because he wants to start collecting the chayv, or using the house as a form of collecting the chayv. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Magen Avraham says, it's considered to be, they came b'shus. And then he asks, if he might depend how long he's here for, if he plans on being here long term, it could be right away, otherwise be telling him 30 days, but upon him, it's considered b'shus that I could ask her. The Mishnah Berurah brings, and there are those who are mekel, other achrayim, and ha'ashal ma'atzei amagim, they're mekel on this, and they said, no, it's never considered to be b'shus when he comes in just to collect his chayiv, and therefore he cannot ask her, even if he's here for a while. Sif Beis, the Mechaber discusses, if the soldiers and the king came into Yiddish houses because they want to stay there, whether they came in there without permission, or they came with chazaka, they forced their way in, so really they could ask her on us now. And Mishnah Berurah brings, at the Mefarshim ask, that Eichle b'shus, if they came with chazaka, they forced their way in, so how do they ask her on us? And the Mefarshim answer, the Achrayim say that Dina Malchus Adina, and the king gives them the right to stay in people's houses, they need a place to stay in the city. And since they have a shush from the king to stay here, the king gives them the right to do this, seeing the Baal Bais not happy about it, they have a shush from the king, it's considered the Nichnas B'shus. Unless they're not following the rules of the king, and they're doing it forcibly, without a shush from the king to do as such, then they don't ask such, like every other guy comes to the shush. The Mishkas Yankov says, even if they do have a shush from the king, still they don't ask her. But the Mechaber holds, they do ask her. Now, there is a way to get out of this, that these soldiers who stay in their houses should not ask on us. The Mechaber says the Ba'abatim of the houses where these great soldiers are staying have kelim that are also to move them on Shabbos, or presumably heavy kelim be the same thing. In other words, the Ba'abatim have tfisas yad in the place the Goyim are staying. Then it's considered like the Ba'abatim, the Yiddish Ba'abatim, still have their hands on this place, and then the Goyim cannot aser. As opposed to, if the Ba'abatim don't have tfisas yad, then the soldiers could aser. We have to point out again, that since these soldiers presumably don't come on a regular basis, not regular lovely, so if they only ask her if they're here for 30 days. But if they're here for 30 days, they could ask her. And the only way out of it is if we have Tfisas Yad. That means we have, the Yidden have Kalim, that are also in the Metalat on Shabbos, in the place where the Goyim are staying. The Bar Halacha says also, that in any case, if you wait to massage them, to get them out, you have the power to get them out of the house, then also they don't ask her. Talking about a case, you don't have the power to get them out of the house, are soldiers from the king. And they're considered B'shus, because Dina Malchusa of the king allows them to stay in your houses. Then if they're here for 30 days, they do ask, and the only way to avoid it is if Yid has Tfisas Yad in the place of the Goyim are staying.